to, well, actually, I'm going to say we don't actually have that much to talk about. We've got like three big points, and then we're going to fucking war. But because all the points we're going to be making are critically important and involve war, I want to make sure we have everybody here before I herf all these blurfs. And you're going to be hearing not just from me today, you're probably going to be hearing, you're definitely hearing from Asher, and you're going to be hearing from a nominate and possibly as well. Because we're going to be talking about certain things that are beyond my comprehension, i.e., anything involving IT, technology, computer, machine. As everybody who's ever had to deal with me in the Directorate or in the Kremlin knows, I am absolutely helpless when it comes to things that do not involve humans, politics, schmoozing, manipulation, scheming, power, networking, all the usual Mitanni stuff. I can't computer my way out of a paper fucking bag. So when we talk about the DDoS stuff, we have some of our top people who are experts in the field that will be
Top men.
top men, as it were, the very toppest of top men. And I hope you motherfuckers like losing a battleship fleet. We wouldn't actually ha we don't have to lose the battleship fleet every day, but we're definitely gonna have the fight, and I want to see potentially losing a battleship every fucking day. Yeah, I don't even know how you would computer your way out of a paper bag because I presumably I know so little about how computers work from like a technical perspective that I wouldn't know if they're in a paper bag or not. I would be confused either way if I found a computer in a paper bag. It's hard out there.
You gotta put them in a paper bag so the popo don't pull you over.
Ah, clever. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna go ahead and get started here. So, first things first, I'm going to talk about the JEF deployment, the JIF deployment, the HEFE deployment, which is, of course, a not official war deployment. It is a SIG or a squad. It is a macro level SIG and squad with the full backing of the Alliance. And we have come up with some really cool new doctrines, and we're going to be using them very aggressively in the Northwest. We're not really too worried about how this war goes. I don't think that the bad guys are going to be pushing too much past like Teanal or maybe Branch anyway. I don't feel like the Imperium is under any real threat in any capacity, but we want to have some spaceship violence. We want to mash some spaceships together and get some shit fucked up. And our guys have put together this really badass Typhoon doctrine that is just dirt fucking cheap. Like, if the Typhoons kill even a couple of basilisks on their way out, we're going to pretty much win the Isk War. No matter what, it's really cool. It's exciting, and we rarely get to use Typhoons as a doctored ship. So I'm super pumped to not only see us using them, but I'm also looking forward to us losing them and not giving a fuck because we're gonna win the Isk War almost every single time. And we'll train up our dudes. We'll make sure that our new FCs have an opportunity to get some blood on their hands in adverse conditions. One of the things, and Asher's going to be talking about this in a moment, that makes the Imperium different is that even though we do have overwhelming hegemonic power, we have the most Titans, we have the most Isk, we have all this stuff, we are constantly doing the SIG and the squad deployments because we want to train our people in the most adverse conditions possible, right? Like, we don't want our FCs to be used to having a couple thousand Titans backing them all the time because then they don't really know how to fight on their back foot. They don't know how to deal with losing fights. They don't know what it's like to be outnumbered, outgunned, and in really shitty conditions. So when we're doing these SIG and squad things, people learn how to fight when it's hard, when it's nasty, when you don't have every advantage. And so then when shit gets real and we do bring those couple thousand Titans to the table, we just have a lot more power and effectiveness. And you don't end up with like garbage tier FCs like what we see in a lot of the NC.DOT guys these days. Asher has a really cool boxing analogy involving a hammer here. And actually, Asher, why don't you just take it away? You talk to us a bit. What are we doing?
I was telling Mittens earlier, I think one of the reasons why Goons have much better FCs than, for instance, NC.DOT is because we often put ourselves in adverse conditions. Going back to the Hackman deployment, where we went into a sort of similar situation where we went under their super cap umbrella. and we have had all kinds of deployments. If you look at someone like NCDOT, they have never left the comfort of their SuperCap umbrella, which is, that's fine. I mean, you can do what you want, but I say it's kind of like a boxer who has a hammer taped to his back. Anytime things start getting rough, you never need to dig deep. You never need to get to find out who you are. You never have to come up and innovate anything. You just pull the hammer out and you hit them over the head and you win the fight. And that's why people don't develop there. It's the same reason that we like to put ourselves in tough situations, because it shows character. It shows what you're made of. It helps people become better line members, better FCs. And to me, it's more fun to go into a situation where you. It, where any win you get is because you earned it. It's not because, someone else built a Titan and then another person built a Titan and you just have the most Titans. It's because you did something better. Like to me, that is like sort of the ultimate in EVE Online. It's the most fun. And so we voluntarily put ourselves in that situation. And what's going to be fun about this is even if, we like they drop a super fleet on us and we just jet out of there and sort of say, hey, good job. You drop supers. Like to me, that is highly enjoyable. And for them, it won't be fun at all, I don't think. I think when you know that you're the one like being the hammer, it's a lot less enjoyable to punch downward. So I'm really excited about Jeff. I'm really excited about what we're going to do. I'm really excited about some of you guys who have never experienced it before. You're going to get to learn sort of a new way. And maybe for you, it will be interesting to see. There will be some people who won't be able to handle it. They joined on the wrong pretenses. They don't realize that goons have been the underdog for 15 years. And we'll continue to put ourselves in that situation. But for a lot of you're going to have a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to deploying with you guys.
Yeah, I'm really pumped about this. Like at a certain level, we are a lot of times wars will happen in EVE, and you don't just get to go, you know what? Let's just take a fight every single fucking day with a battleship fleet. Like when things are more intense, when you are under serious threat at home, you have to take things very seriously. And in this case, it's somebody else's war. Almost everybody involved in this shit in the Northwest is a bunch of people that we don't really like one way or another. So fuck them. Let's throw some typhoons around. We've got the money. We want to play some Eve. Let's mash some fucking spaceships together and see what happens. So I'm sort of segueing on from that, we're going to be deploying right after the fireside and headed up north. And I was really happy to see that we have a couple of designs for new bees for the Jeff. And if we could get those posted in Elysium for people to see. These are not the only bees we want to. I think it's a really good sign when people actually. Like when I see our guys getting creative and like when we're like, we're gonna do this thing and we're gonna make this new thing, and when I see goons going out of their way to like make fucking bees, I'm like, oh man, we're in sync with our people and our hearts are in the right place. And like, when you see our guys and our girls get creative about stuff and like engage and so when I see nice new bee designs, I'm like, All right, so let's actually get the LinkedIn Elysium so we, oh, there we go. Tuzzy's got one.
And John Hartley linked the other one.
Yeah, and we're not, there's no restriction. You guys can make your own Jeff bees. I would encourage people to do that. I think these are both really cool. They both have gimmicks associated with them and high fives all around. And so, go nuts. We're going to be matching typhoon fleets into bad guys. Sometimes we'll win stuff, sometimes we'll lose stuff. Who gives a fuck? We've got some bees, and we're going north. So, fuck yeah. Now for the downer bit. I am obviously super fucking fired up about this, which is cool because I love getting super fired up about Eve and like spaceships and war and murder and death and power and conquest and the scheming and the finer things in life. There was a discussion about whether we should do this today. There was a debate about whether we should make the deployment. We've been planning this for a bit now, and one of the challenges we have is that our European players, by and large, can log on. A lot of Americans cannot log on, and the servers, like the weather in Eve, is really bad because of the DDoS stuff that's going on. But we're deploying anyway, because at this point, if we have to sit on our asses and wait for CCP to like figure out how to do the same thing that every other fucking game company in the world has managed to do, including ourselves, we're not a game company, but I'll get to this in a bit with the X47 stuff. We'll be waiting forever. So yeah, this DDoS attack is happening. Yeah, it sucks. We're going to be talking about the mechanics of that momentarily. But we're deploying anyway. And if we lose some Typhoon fleets in some stupid DDoS lag, I don't give a shit because they're Typhoon fleets. Fuck it. So let's talk about this whole situation. Innominate, can you just kind of explain to people who might be like me and be terrible with actual like computers and stuff, what the hell is going on? Why has it been going on for so long? Why hasn't it been fixed? And what does it mean?
Well, I mean, the internet is a pretty rough place in general, and DDoS has been a thing for a long time now. And I think every business pretty much has to deal with it at some point. It really is easy enough that, one person with a little bit of money can contract out to some criminals out of China and fire off a DDoS attack. And like most good ISPs have protection for this stuff. We have protection for this stuff. One particularly interesting event happened during X47. During X40, actually, the night before, we actually got a notification from our hosting provider that we were being DDoSed, and for about a half an hour, kind of gave us a warning of what we could expect the next day, but we didn't really know how it was going to turn out, just that we saw it coming. So, mid-fight, suddenly, Mumble started to get a little bit robot-y. Voice quality went way down. We could still understand each other, but checked my email, and oh yes, of course, another notification from our ISP saying, "Yep, we are definitely getting DDoSed again." So, I think they kept that going for about 15-20 minutes. A little bit awkward and a little bit difficult to understand each other on Mumble, but everything was working. So then they stopped. Next thing, people couldn't log into the game anymore. And like, turns out that the same people DDoSing, whoever was DDoSing us, realized it wasn't doing any good, so they hit the CCP login server instead and killed it completely. And like, I don't know what this is when you have a company the size of CCP that utterly depends, their business depends on their game being available. And like, they don't have, I don't know what they're using for DDoS mitigation. They're using something, clearly, but it's also clearly not working. There are a lot of people who can't connect, and it's been going on for, what, a week now?
It's ridiculous.
It's one thing if it take if you have a bad mitigation to start with, but as things go, like you should be continuing to improve that. And eventually you get the DDoS mitigation down to the point where it's not really affecting you anymore. And that's when the DDoS stops, because the person who's doing the DDoS is only going to keep it going as long as it's having an effect. But the way that we're looking at, the way that things are going, it looks like CCP hasn't been able to do that. And as long as the DDoS is successfully keeping the game, at least largely non-functional, why would they stop?
Yeah, it's a it just raises a bunch of really ugly questions. I mean, it's the year of our Lord 2020. Like, we ourselves have had like DDoS mitigation strategies in place that have been effective since the Great War, which started 14 years ago. Yeah, 14 years ago.
I'm seeing a comment in Elysium about this not being a DDoS attack. It's like CCP said on one of the first days that this was a DDoS attack. They
It's a
have,
DDoS.
yeah, they have then switched to saying connectivity issues, which that's actually the right thing. When they said it was a DDoS attack, that was wrong. As soon as they publicly acknowledged the DDoS, like that is what the guy who is doing this wants to hear. Like, that is perfect. Going back to the X47 analogy and when we did it then, we didn't talk about the DDoS. Like,
This is the first time I think we've ever publicly discussed us dealing with the DDoS.
I think it might be. Because when you get DDoS, the last thing you do is give the person who's doing it any kind of attention.
Yeah. It's just bad. It's the whole thing is just weirdly unprofessional for a game company, because this sort of thing happens all the time, but it's really rare to have this happening for like a fucking week now. Answer the poll.
Another thing that was brought up in Elysium, a VPN. If you have a VPN with any of the VPN companies that let you choose your location. You might want to try a bunch of different ones, because it does seem very geographical where some people are able to connect and some people are not.
Excellent. Hang on, my mouth is full of English muffin. I got so fired up about deployment and all the other shit that's going on that I kind of forgot to eat earlier. I don't want to collapse in the middle of the fireside running.
Mifune, whatever. The reason that most DDoS attacks don't last that long is that once the mitigations are put up, the people stop, because why would you continue at that point?
That's my fucking alliance right there. If I'm talking about my mouth being full during a fireside chat, I am proud to see that everybody is going for a whole bunch of, dick jokes and shit like that. I love Goonswarm. Hell yeah. I never want to get to a point where we're at a fireside chat and people are like hesitant or afraid to burn me when I toss a softball over a fucking plate like that.
You know, he says that in public, but in private, if we don't call him the Mitani, we get demoted. I once called him Mittens and I got demoted to 28th best FC in the Imperium.
Princess Abby, the help desk link, a few lines above you, says otherwise. It is perfectly okay to use a VPN, just as long as you're not using it to either avoid bans or whatever. But yes, it is possible that that will flag you as being associated with somebody else unintentionally. But that's the help desk article covers that.
Yeah, one of the things that's sort of weird about this DDoS thing is that, you know, even outside of NullSec, just all the EVE player base is, there's a lot of IT professionals, right? And also your average EVE player just knows a shitload about how all of this stuff works. Many of them do it professionally. And so this is the situation we're in is so weird, because it just seems like it's the most basic kind of thing, and even the most random high sec miner pubby guy is probably a sysadmin somewhere and knows how to deal with this kind of scenario, and it's been a week now and just what the fuck. I don't want to go on to the DDoS thing for too long, but please answer the survey so we understand this, and a nominate is I think we've sort of answered most of the questions regarding that. So let's take some questions. Let me take a look at this. Any first deployment, any cultural things I should be aware of outside of our traditional underdog status? Mash fleets into bad guys.
That's a great question, actually.
Go for it, Asher.
No, cultural things. Fantastic. Let's talk about putting money in the bank. There's going to be a lot of opportunities for us to go out and shoot a structure, shoot this, shoot that. And, some people who don't go on deployments, maybe you're just used to showing up, getting a fight, going home. On these kind of things, you got to put money in the bank. You have to make a deposit, which is shooting something, to get them to come and shoot you at a later date. So you'll be hearing this speech a lot, but it's a good thing to know about putting money in the bank. You make your withdrawal later. That's basically the whole thing about deployments, is put money in the bank by shooting structures, by going out on the quote-unquote boring fleets, to get the fun ones. If you don't do the boring fleets, you can't have the fun ones. And I don't intend for them to be boring. If your FCs are being boring, they're letting you down. Find an FC that works for you. Some FCs are super chill. Let me throw out the Apple Pear example. He's the one I always say, Apple Pear, you want to go on a fleet and shoot some structures, listen to some Netflix and not hear a bunch of chatter. He's a great fleet for you. You want to go on a fleet where we're talking about the dumbest shit possible? Come on one of my fleets. They're all different. Like on my fleet, you're gonna hear about which Steven Seagal song he talks about loving the Punani on. On Apple Pears fleet, you're gonna watch a Netflix documentary or whatever it is you like to do with your own time. So get an FC that fits you. That's like that's part of the deployment is finding out what kind of fleets work for you. Now obviously for the big fights, just show up. And whoever's one of those, we want everyone there.
Hell yeah. All right, let's take some more questions. I answered the 40K thing earlier for people that care. I'm also playing a Necromunda campaign as of Sunday. It's pretty cool. Will there be a second move off for those that can't make the move now due to
There will be
connectivity?
at least 30.
Yes. Expect frustration. We're gonna fight through it anyway. Yeah, we're gonna do it. We know we're deploying into a hurricane of stupid server bullshit that is incompetent, that we shouldn't have to deal with if it was even a minimum level of professional.
We don't want to leave anyone behind.
Yeah.
we're more upset about this than you are. We just, it's just we're forced to make a choice here, unfortunately.
Has CCB given me a special ship? I will be around on all of like I haven't been able to fucking log in like for the last few
Fear?
days. No, I mean like I log in and like move money around. Well, yeah, sorry. Obvious Mittens doesn't log in joke. The secret is that of course I actually like regularly have to log in and like move money around and like do like administrative bullshit and like sort of oversee stuff. And it's one of those things where I most of the time I spend my time in the metagame. I'm doing all the politics stuff, all the scheming, all the like the leadership stuff, and doing my thing. And I don't really necessarily need to log into the game on a daily basis. But the fact that I cannot, the fact that I have been prevented by an external force from being able to do that drives me fucking crazy. Like, it's like being snowed in when you don't want to be. It's like, well, maybe I would just sit on my ass and jack off all day, but I would like to go outside and I can't, so fuck you. And that's sort of how I feel about the Eve situation right now. So I am quite frustrated. I am in Wisconsin. I cannot log on. It is making me really fucking twitchy. I was thinking about not saying anything because I wasn't really wanna like, well, I want to like let everybody know that I can't log into Eve because that opens us up to certain vulnerabilities. But I don't want to be like, yeah, guys, I'm not going on this big deployment that I'm like really fired up about and like going us off to war for like no reason at all. It's just I'm not gonna be there. I'll be on Mumble holding my dick in my hand impotently. So yeah, there you go.
That's a question, is if you use a VPN to log in, will that help? I don't know the answer to that.
It might.
Okay.
It like the I'm when I said that I was thinking less of like setting up a VPN and more some of the services that people use to get it like region break Netflix and that kind of stuff where you can choose what
Yeah.
server you're originating from. So like if you're having problems wherever you are, you can try a bunch of different locations to see
Elysium's
which of them
blowing
work.
up with people saying yes, so.
You guys are like a bunch of like fucking IT experts in a way that, again, like I say, I have no idea how any of this shit works. So while we're doing this, please help each other out. Don't just be mad at CCP. Like if you have a trick or a tip or something, some sort of a way around this to help our guys. And hell, at this point, like I also want our bad I want the bad guys to be able to log in too, because I want to mash ship fleets together. So like if we can figure out ways that, us and NC Dot can have a slap fight in the middle of darkness's territory. Awesome.
At least I'm on fire today.
Well, yeah, everybody's fucking fired up. We want to get some blood and screams and fire and destruction. And yeah, again, this is an interesting war because it's not a hell war. We're not really mad at any of the guys. We just want to blow some fucking shit up, and we don't really like anybody on any of the sides up there. Like, we're not rushing up there to go defend Sword Dragon because they're probably going to end up like losing Teenal, and we don't really give a shit. And we certainly don't like NC Dot and PanFam, and like, but at the same time, we've stomped the shit out of them many times. We don't care if they take Teenal from Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, who gives a shit? Let's just kill these motherfuckers. I want to see battleship fleets. I want to see a fucking battleship. I want to be looking at least one fucking typhoon-related battle report where we either kill a bunch of motherfuckers or we lose a whole pile of typhoons every single goddamn day going forward for, like, the next month. So let's make that happen. And enough fire and brimstone. Let's actually get to the typhoon fleet smashing. Oops, sorry, what do you got?
I have a real-time update here. In the last 15 minutes, after we started talking about VPNs, there's a well-known VPN provider that I've heard about on a lot of podcast ads and had recommendations to me that I've never used. I went and signed up for an account. It is not free. It costs money. U.S. dollars, it costs $12 a month, basically $13. I signed up for an account, installed their client, I connected, I routed my location through London, England. I got disconnected from Mumble and Jabber, then reconnected once established connection. I opened up the launcher, fired up 14 accounts. They all logged in instantly as if there's no DDoS and everything works perfectly. So, folks in the U.S. that are having that problem, I'm going to make a forum post showing just basic instructions to do exactly what I just did.
Sweet. Thank you. Okay, now, so getting to the people logging in, war, murder, conquest, destruction, devastation bit, I'm going to shut up and stop talking about getting to that point and let the FCs now take things over. What we're probably going to do, Fireside's going to be over. You're going to see a bunch of deployments. Asher, where are we going next? Are we telling people to wait for pings? What are we doing?
Yeah, we'll send out pings. They need to be in the sig to get them. So, you know, I don't want to send it out on this unsecure channel, Mittens. This is a very unsecure Fireside
channel.
Sorry,
this is a very secret sig and squad deployment, which is totally not an alliance deployment. Yeah. It is a sig and squad GIF deployment.
Yef, yes.
Hefe.
Hefe. I think we're good. I think we're good to go.
All right, guys, thank you for coming. Look for the pings. If you don't see a ping immediately, there's like 900 fucking people here, so we got to send enough ways to coordinate and get people in fleets and going where they are in the middle of the fucking DDoS. This is going to be messy. We're doing it anyway. Help your buddies out. Don't be pissy with each other. Let's go fuck some shit up. Thanks for coming. Let's go to war.